ABC Radio Darwin.
You know, how does one cope when you lose a child who is so full of life and it's just cut so tragically short in such, you know, horrible circumstances? They are, you know, putting one foot in front of the other at the moment.
Yeah, it'd be one step back, two steps forward or something like that.
Yeah.
What's the community support been like?
Oh, it's been just actually overwhelming. We have just had so many people help out with promoting sepsis. You know, we've produced a video which the Australian cricket team has got on board. We had, because Thomas was involved with three different sporting clubs, which is AFL, rugby and cricket, all three of those codes have really jumped on board, you know, both with support of our family, but also for raising sepsis awareness.
Had you heard of sepsis before this?
Not really. I guess I'd heard of blood poisoning, and you know, where people might go to hospital and you know, an infection might turn bad. But I'd never heard really of someone dying, you know, to be so well, to be playing, you know, rugby the day before and then to be on life support. That just, I'd never heard it in that sense before.
As I said earlier on, the family's rallying around today, particularly because it's World Sepsis Day. What will you be doing?
Today, I'm just going to catch up with Amanda, Thomas's mum. We're going to have a cup of tea because Thomas loved tea. You know, we're just going to privately get together today. We have also released a video with the help of, well, the three codes, NT Thunder, AFL, the Australian cricket team, and also the Wallabies, the Rugby Wallabies, have all helped to create a video that has been released this morning.
And you can jump on the ABC Radio Darwin Facebook page. We have shared that video today. So
okay,
you can,
great.
So you
thank
can
you.
See that everywhere. You got help from this man, coach of the Australian cricket team.
Hi, I'm Darren Lehman, Australian head coach. As cricketers, we're used to being in the spotlight. Good or bad, we gain people's attention. But we want to put the spotlight on sepsis. This condition is affecting millions of people worldwide. Sepsis has been coined the silent killer because it can rapidly cause death, sometimes within hours. But the signs of sepsis can be difficult to diagnose, as early symptoms can be dismissed or confused with simple cold or flu symptoms. Recently, we lost our mate, Thomas Snell. But someone else's mate can be saved if we raise awareness of sepsis. Know the signs and don't be afraid to ask, could it be sepsis? Together, let's find strength to fight sepsis. Head to www.sepsis.org to find out more.
So while the family's grieving for the passing of Thomas, how on earth did you manage to encourage the Australian cricket team to step in and help?
Well, I guess it was just by chance, really. But, you know, I'd been liaising a lot with the all three codes and the cricket club. I knew that the Australian cricket team were going to be in town, and I just basically approached Alison, who's just amazing at Southern District Crocs. She, approached them and they said yes. So it was really an amazing day. They filmed that footage for us, but they also invited the Thomas's cricket mates to the field where they were playing, or a practice match, whatever it was. And it was a really, really nice day for his teammates, and also Patrick, his Thomas's brother, and his mum. You know, wider family. It was just a really, really nice day.
As I said, you can jump onto the ABC Darwin Facebook page and have a look at the video. World Sepsis Day, what would you like people to think about today?
I just really want to stress the importance of getting of the public to know the symptoms of sepsis. You know, we don't like to think that our kids can get so ill so quickly, but really from the studies that we've done, you know, or the research that we've done, it's been written that about up to 80% of cases can be prevented by early intervention. And, you know, we don't know if that would have helped Thomas. You know, he got ill so quickly, but, you know, it really, really hurts us so much that we don't know if that knowledge may have helped him and helped our family, but we just don't want any other family to have to go through such unnecessary pain. So please get on board, Google sepsis, look at the video, find out the symptoms. We will also hopefully release a longer video, which will contain a bit more information, but there is certainly a lot of information out there. And we also encourage, you know, the first point of call, which is your GP, to, you know, normally we go there and we want good news. We don't want bad news when we go to a doctor. But if you are, you know, a parent and your instinct is that things aren't right, please act on that instinct and ask more questions. Ask, could it be